You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What is trending? News for nerdish stuff. Kathy Sullivan was the first woman ever to do a spacewalk. The first woman in space to do a spacewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Now she has also become the first woman to reach the deepest point in the ocean. They refer to it, Jeremy, as Challenger Deep. It's a couple hundred miles off the coast of Guam, in the Mariana Trench, 36,000 feet below the surface of the ocean.
She can hold her breath for a long time.
Oh, ding. All right, I'll give you one. Only eight people have ever been there. She becomes the first person to be in outer space and at the lowest point of the Earth.
What a show off.
I think that stuff is super cool. Super cool.
James Cameron went down there, didn't he? Titanic guy.
Did he? Did he go to the Mariana Trench?
I think so.
Is he one of the eight?
His little boat, his little submarine.
Boy, those special subs they use are wild.
I've seen stories like if you get a crack, the amount of pressure, the water pressure that shoots through will just slice your arm off.
You're crushed.
You're dead.
I mean,
it's like a can.
It's deeper down there, okay, to put it in perspective for you, than Mount Everest is high.
Correct. It's crazy.
You could put Mount Everest down there, and the top of it would not stick up out of the water.
Mm-mm.
That's how far.
And there's things living down there. These creepy little creatures.
Some coronavirus news for you guys. The gentlemen who are listening, who maybe are balding.
Oh, here comes the jokes.
Not a one. I would not joke about
this. Hey, Jerry, you're losing your hair.
I didn't say a word. Sensitive,
are we today? I just beat you to it.
Are we sensitive today? Touchy? Bald men may have a higher risk for severe coronavirus symptoms. But in your defense, Jeremy, I think it may be linked to testosterone.
Oh, I pee testosterone.
You've got that all day long, don't you?
Which I'm like that submarine. When I pee, I can slice an arm off.
Which causes hair loss. And sadly, it also makes a guy more susceptible to the virus.
Oh, that's bad news.
I know.
No fun shall be poked. That's not good.
Do I want to do this one? Here's a good news story out of it. A couple of college students out in Los Angeles, during their spring break, they created a nonprofit organization called the Farm Link Project. And what it did is it tied together farmers and food banks. So if there was a bunch of unsold food or something, these college kids set up this nonprofit that would get the food from the farmers to food banks. Their very first donation was for 11,000 eggs. And they did that in just a rented truck. Well, now it's gotten to the point there are 2,000 people working with them. And they have, up to this point, donated more than 2 million pounds of food.
Wow.
Great story.
That's very cool.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, the goofiness, they have those directional arrows in grocery stores now. And at a Goodwill down in Florida, a 29-year-old woman and a 50-year-old guy came to blows because the guy was not following the arrows in the store.
What did they do?
They came to blows. Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, they were hitting each other. Okay.
He did not punch her, but she whooped up on his head, and he shoved her away.
Oh, my God.
She's 29 years old, 125 pounds. He's 50 and weighs 220. They've both been charged with battery. And if you look at the mugshots, she's totally fine, and his head is all messed up.
Wow. Good for her.
All because he wouldn't follow the arrows. People,
look down.
We've got to find peaceful ways to get through these disagreements.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Hey, this is kind of goofy. You know what today is?
Is that Superman?
No, it's not
Day?
Indiana Jones.
It's Superman. Is that Superman?
It's Superman Day. I guess it was a day started in 2013 by DC Entertainment. It was like 2 days before the release of the Superman film Man of Steel, which is a pretty darn good movie. And they said, hey, let's make it Superman Day. I guess it stuck. They said today you should watch Superman movies, read Superman comic books, and listen to songs that reference Superman.
None of that's going to happen.
Or have a Superman-themed party.
Not one of our listeners is going to do any of those things.
Oh, that's too bad, isn't it? I like Superman. Kneel before Zod. If you get that reference...
I totally don't.
It is time for you to go get a colonoscopy.
Wow. I'm glad I didn't get it.
You don't know the Kneel before Zod?
Uh-uh.
From that, what was that, Superman... Is that one or two?
Dude.
Three? The Christopher Reeves one. With the three people that were dressed in black and they came from outer space and...
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, we'll have to YouTube
it. All I remember from Superman movies, I remember one thing, and it's when Gene Hackman was Lex Luthor or whatever, and I remember his sidekick would say, "Mr. Luthor! Mr. Luthor!" That was Ned Beatty, I believe. Anyway.
Hands down the best Lex Luthor ever, Gene Hackman, though.
Well, just because he's a great actor.
The man. Here's some more movie stuff trickling out this morning. If you're a fan of the Hallmark Christmas movies, which who isn't?
Haven't seen them.
Dom slowly raises his hand.
I have not seen
them. The Hallmark Channel is going to be doing Christmas movies every Thursday and Friday night now for the rest of the year.
You know, we are go overboard America.
Wow.
There's no doubt. And now we're going overboard with the Christmas movies.
They had one little blip of good ratings because they did this as kind of a goodwill gesture back in March because people were cooped up at home because of the Rona and they put on the movies. And now they're like, wow, we had really good ratings. So let's milk this for the rest of the year.
Well, that takes all the specialty out of it.
That's what I'm thinking. They're not special anymore.
They went from doing this, from saying, you might need something good in your life, to, we might need more money in the bank.
That's exactly what they're doing.
It went from point A to point B. This has nothing to do with making people
with
feel
Santa
good.
Santa and snowflakes.
I'm cynical
about
this.
And warm cocoa tickling your nose. There's a new prank going around on the TikTok, Dom. Women are asking their significant others to order them a drink at Starbucks. Now, I do have the audio of this before I even say the drink. Listen to this.
Anything else?
Yeah, and I'll have a pinkity drinkity for the lady.
What is that?
Pinkity drinkity.
The pink drink?
If that's what it's, yeah. She set me up. Okay. The pink one.
That is the best.
Dang it.
So you roll up with your significant other in the car, and he's like, hey, what do you want? Give me one of those pinkity drinkities.
And you got to keep from smiling, ladies. You got to just keep a straight face and say, no, that's what it's called.
Yeah, duh. pinkity drinkity. Here's another one for the ladies. According to a fashion writer, hot pants have made a comeback. Hot pants. I guess they were big in... like the 50s, I think they were, originally came out. Yeah, this says the term hot.
Originally?
Yeah, it was tacked onto the style back in the 50s due to the shock factor that they brought.
Because it
shows a lot of leg.
In the 70s, they were a really fashion staple. I still have my pair.
Do you? Lot of leg. Little butt cheeks hanging out.
I've never felt more sexy.
Hot pants. The thing now with them is they're starting to make them more like lounge shorts, lounge pants. So they're like lacy or they're kind of like crocheted looking, like somebody, like your grandma made them for you.
The photo I saw, they didn't look good.
So they go really high, like up on your thighs, and then they start like above your belly button. And Michelle on our Facebook, I'm sorry, Melissa said they look like adult diapers. So, if that's the look you're going for...
She's right.
She's right. All right, clickbait me.
Oh, okay. Oh. Here we go.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I do have pictures of the hot pants on there if you want to check this out. Check that out. And then you can look at this, which I hesitated today, but I went ahead and just rolled with it. I'm not sure how many people are going to think this is funny, but it's another new TikTok trend where people are splashing water on their babies to see how they react. So they're doing it to a song, and then the song goes, in the song, and you're supposed to like kind of gyrate a little bit with a water bottle and splash your baby. Now, I'm wondering if the Fun Patrol Dom is going to squish this for us.
Absolutely, they will.
But it's just water. The babies are fine. They're not hurt, and the reactions are pretty darn funny. And it's up there. It's up there.
Somebody will claim it's abusive, and it's then up everyone's there fun will go away.
With the slice of cheese that people were throwing at babies' foreheads like a year ago.
I
Just still thinking about that one.
I'm not going to comment.
No, it was very rude.
I've so said this my also share might of be things very rude. This morning, and so I need to just...
Well, let's just say this topic is trending. This is what is trending, and you can find it on our Facebook page.
So what you're saying is no judgment
here. Don't blame us.
We're just reporting.
This is what is being blasted to the world right now. So see the babies on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Hey, you know what? That is what is trending now.